Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Ai Xinqiu, Luo Bei.
The Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China announced today that C919 completed its airworthiness test flight certification. According to COMAC, all six C919 test planes had completed test flights as of July 19th. The flights occurred in Yanliang, Shanxi Province, Nanchang, Jiangxi Province, Dongying, Shandong Province, Xilinghat, Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region, Turpan, Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, and Dunhuang, Gansu Province. The C919 is the first trunk jetliner to be developed and manufactured by a Chinese company. It comes with a seating configuration of 158 or 168 seats and has a range of more than 5,500 kilometers. The plane made its maiden flight on May 5, 2017. COMAC has already received 815 orders for the C919 from 28 customers worldwide.
Companies in Shanghai are now developing new business models in the metaverse and smart devices as the government announced plans to promote the sectors in June. Zhang Hong tells us more.
A 4.1 square kilometer community that replicates Zhangjiang Science City was created in the metaverse. People can learn about its real-world buildings while in the metaverse.
From chips and AI technologies to downstream, the entire industry is a new economy and it's expected to keep growing.
Companies see various applications in the metaverse and are moving to capitalize on the opportunities.
With AR glasses, laborers will be able to see instruction manuals for machines on production lines. We want to use cameras from various angles to show vehicles and pedestrians in a twin virtual space so that we'll be able to predict real-world traffic conditions.
Zhangjiang is now building an industry park in the real world to attract companies in the metaverse. In Minghang, a company is working on humanoid robots.
We want to teach these robots to do laundry, cook meals, and clean rooms so that they can take care of seniors.
We will build a business environment so that companies with leading technologies want to be in Shanghai.
According to the Shanghai government's plan, the metaverse and related businesses are expected to be valued at 350 billion yuan by 2025, while the government's target for smart devices is more than 700 billion yuan. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
The first ship carrying Ukrainian grain left the port of Odessa this morning under an internationally brokered agreement. The deal is expected to release large stores of Ukrainian crops to foreign markets in an attempt to stymie a global food crisis. Stephen Rancourt has more.
The Sierra Leone flagship Rosoni set off from Odessa to Lebanon with its cargo of over 26,000 tons of corn. It is expected to reach Istanbul tomorrow. On July 22nd, representatives from Russia, Ukraine, Turkey, and the UN signed agreements that enable the resumption of exports of grain from Ukraine, as well as providing Russia with a route to export its fertilizers to the international market. The governor of the southern Ukrainian port city of Mykolaiv yesterday said the city is being hit with heavy strikes from Russian forces, killing the owner of one of the country's largest grain-producing and exporting companies.
It is exactly such people, such companies, our Ukrainian self, that guaranteed the world's food security. It has always been so and will be so again.
As for the energy crisis, the European Commission unveiled proposals for member states to reduce their gas consumption by 15% from today. German finance minister Christian Lindner called for a complete halt to natural gas-fired power generation yesterday and suggested extending the operation time of the country's remaining nuclear power plants. Stephen Rancourt, Shanghai Live.